League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
This podcast is sponsored by IQBar. Your favorite clean, functional, delicious nutrition brand is raising the bar with a little help from Thomas Keller, Michelin star chef of the French Laundry. IQBar and Thomas Keller have teamed up to create a salted caramel chip protein bar and yuzu mango hydration mix. With toasted macadamia nuts, rich caramel flavor, and brain-boosting nutrients, this bar is like having a Michelin star meal in your pocket. Pair it with the taste bud tingling yuzu mango IQ mix hydration mix, packed with magnesium and adaptogens to improve clarity and mood. With Keller's culinary excellence and IQ Bar's commitment to great taste and clean ingredients, this limited edition collaboration is simply mwah. And the best part is that 10% of sales go directly to Chef Keller's nonprofit, Mentor, that supports aspiring young chefs. Great taste, great nutrition, great mission. Go to IQBar.com today and enter promo code KELLER20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products plus free shipping. That's IQBAR.com, promo code KELLER20.
Hello and welcome to Here's the Thing. I'm Kev on stage. This is
That Chick Angel.
And make sure to smash that like button, guys.
Why are we
smash
so
that
this?
Like button. Make sure to get the explosion. We got explosive podcast for the rest of 2020. Notification gang. Hit that notification bell.
Hit it.
Notification of all the videos. Notification of the podcast.
Banger, banger, banger.
Angel wins. Zaddy guns. You know what's going on.
We're not branding that.
What?
We're not branding that.
We are.
No, we are not.
Why not? You don't like
Zadigans.
It?
Yes,
Zadigans.
New unit, Angel. We got a couple of things we want to talk about today.
Yeah.
There's a lot on the docket. You know what's funny? In between the time we shoot the bonus episode and this, I'm always like, man, I don't know if the internet's going to provide.
Mm-hmm.
But like manna from heaven.
Hey, come
the
on.
The internet always provides
yes.
us something to talk about. First things first, Angel's favorite movie of 2020, Fatal Affair with Nia Long and Omar Epps.
Is that right?
Angel.
Is that right, Kev? You're just going to lie to these people on this glorious Tuesday? You're just going to lie to them?
Angel, I told her off camera. She asked me what I really thought about it. When I tell y'all, I loved this movie.
Why? How? Tell
me, please.
Let me
tell you what. I think this is why I loved it and you probably didn't. One, from the first scene, I said, oh, this is Black Lifetime movie. Which I have a soft spot for Lifetime movies.
Oh, okay.
And this is also a movie I've seen five times with the exact plot.
Mm-hmm.
They're just rotating out the blacks.
Mm-hmm.
Sanaa Lathan, Michael Ealy,
uh-huh.
Omar Epps, Nia Long,
mm-hmm.
Idris Elba, Beyonce. It's some combination of these people. But that storyline?
Oh, yeah. Tale as old as time.
They don't even mix it. The only difference between this one and the other ones is Nia actually stopped herself. Okay, Omar got the panties off. She's like, I put the panties back.
Yeah.
He's like, I got the panties off. Yeah, I got to put the panties back. I said, oh, consent. He respected consent.
Right, right, right.
But that's the only difference.
Uh-huh.
You know, Fatal Attraction. What's the movie, the white movie with maybe Richard Gere?
Fatal Attraction.
Is it Fatal Attraction?
Yeah, because Fatal Affair is this
Fatal.
Movie.
Oh, you're right. You're right.
Yeah,
you're
so Fatal Attraction. I'm like, you don't even know what movie
Affair
you're talking about.
Fatal Affair is the bottom cereal of,
yes.
of the real movies. This come in a bag, no box, no problem. Okay, you want Captain Crunch? This is Sergeant Slam. This ain't really the same movie, right?
You're drinking it with powdered milk. That's what is happening.
So I loved it because I expected nothing from it. And it gave me so much more. Dre's ex-wife wants $2 million a month.
That's it.
For
her.
Temporary spousal support.
Yeah.
Breakdowns as such.
Listen, when you get accustomed to a certain lifestyle, just because things go south don't mean that that lifestyle is over. It does sound ridiculous to me, but I haven't had a chance to live that ridiculous lifestyle.
Right.
And had I lived that lifestyle, and if that lifestyle was dependent upon my spouse's income, then yes, I'm going to need you to bring some cash. My way.
Sade is thin and light skinned and was humming on them tracks. At least Janae gives us drama. That's the tweet that set this off.
Oh, they like
Janae Aiko more than Sade. Now, here's what I'll say about this.
Tell me.
I like Sade.
I know.
Okay. So many of her songs.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, boy. You want to talk about the songs I love her?
And it hurts like brand new shoes. Yeah. That's
Sweetest.
You had to look them up because you can't remember the names. I remember, just so you know, I've watched your content. I remember when you tried to say you were a Sade fan and you couldn't name not a song. You were like, the song that goes like that. It goes,
Sweetest Taboo.
You didn't know the song. I thought you were just playing. You didn't remember the name. Boy.
Now, speaking of Dookie.
Dookie.
You had to wipe, you know, your twins Dookie off because they couldn't help themselves.
Yeah.
Just hit the Twitter this morning.
Yeah, you
did. Or late last night.
Uh-huh.
Allegedly, Odell Beckham Jr. Mm-hmm. Flew out Chief Keef's baby mom for the sole purpose
mm-hmm.
of doo-dooing on him. He asked for a video
of her
doo-dooing. She said she doo-dooed sexily. Yeah. This is the same girl, the same podcast group of the girl who slurped 17.
Doo-dooed sexily?
Oh, yeah.
She said she tried to doo-doo sexy, Josh. Ain't no sexy.
There is.
Tell you what. Grown women
have grown
be doo-dooing.
Adult dookie.
Doo-doo. Now, it's a certain time period of month. They be like, there's something called period poots and period poops. Mother Nature's like, this is going to be especially ridiculous. You understand me?
You smell it like, oh, it's that time, huh?
You've been having green. You've been on them greens again, ain't
yeah.
you?
Uh-huh.
We'll
say it anyways. The best privilege of marriage is raw dogging. Like, there's nothing. Raw dogging. Like, it's like, I mean, you guys. It can't get no better. Like, let's be real. There, how do you go back?
You can't go back.
It's like you trying to go back to the Corolla from the Maserati. That's the perfect example, ain't it?
The what?
That's like you having to wrap up with some plastic rubbery thing that you don't know if it's been used before. After you've been living in the WAP all this time.
Living in the WAP? We walk in the WAP, amen.
Living in the WAP.
WAP don't feel as WAPy if you got a condom on.
Exactly. That would be depressing.
I would cry.
And if you did, you should call Talkspace because taking care of your mental health is necessary and it shouldn't break the bank. Talkspace is online therapy and lets you connect with a licensed therapist for a fraction of the price of in-person therapy. It is a thing of trying to figure out, like, you figured out early on what you wanted your voice to be in comedy and content, and which is great because it allowed you to be able to push your train forward. But I think the point that you've come to that's going to make you even more success, more happiness, and more peace is giving yourself the freedom to do it how you want to do it, regardless how people react or respond to it. Because I can tell you now, that's what, for me in stand-up, starting stand-up, I made the decision early on. I'm going to do these jokes however they come to me. And if the joke comes with the cuss word is going to be in this goddamn joke. Not that, I have clean sets. I have jokes that don't have cursing in it. But I knew I didn't want to start my stand-up career trying to formulate the joke in a way that wasn't naturally coming to my head.
Yeah.
And I was like, I don't got time for that. So I say all that to say, even when we go back to Theological Thursdays, that became, look, you rolled your whole eye.
What? What's that?
But no.
Is that a video series that I started one time and then changed my mind abruptly?
But no, because it's hard. If you're not at that place of being like, you gonna get whatever you getting, it is hard to do anything that might sit like not great with somebody.
Yeah.
So I'm glad that you are now at the place where you figured out like, this is what I know I'm gonna do, and this is what I know I'm also going to allow to happen with my platform. And if you like it, great. If you don't, that is okay too.
I said this on the Love Hour literally about an hour ago.
Younger me would be pissed too.
Yeah.
I get it. 25-year-old Save Kev would think 37-year-old Save Kev is not saved.
Oh, absolutely going to hell.
I used to think no Christians cussed, no Christians drank. Me too. I have went to some pastor's house and I was like, oh, this is a bar.
Yeah.
We like, listen, when you come in, they've been like, hey, all right, now listen. I know what you listen, this is you're in my home.
You're in my house.
You know what I'm saying? Like I wouldn't even say there, and this is my honest opinion, you can feel how you feel. A lot of times what I truly think is pastors can't be their full selves because people don't know how to take that.
Listen.
So they give you sometimes the body forces you to be that because you won't accept. You'd be like, but you did a pastor. I'd be like, bro, they're people first. They were a person before they were a pastor.
Listen.
So Denzel Washington's son, Angel.
Yes.
John David. Yes. I found out about this last week. This man, John David Washington, says he would hide his father's identity to get acting jobs on his own. He would lie and say his dad was in jail or a janitor.
For normalcy. Uh-huh.
Your thoughts, please.
Does he really think that worked? Let's start there. Does he really think that worked, that people could not connect dots?
Angel, when I didn't even know he was Denzel's son.
You didn't.
When I first saw him in Ballers, and I was like, boy, this dude's mannerisms. Is he doing a Denzel impersonation? He's trying to hide Denzel?
Right.
Looked it up. I said, this is Denzel, baby.
Exactly.
He can't hide. That's your daddy, boy.
I don't care. I'd be like, oh, is that what they told you? If I was casting him, oh, your daddy's in jail. That's what your mama told you.
Your daddy was on set. I know your father.
Yes, I know your father, baby. I don't know. There's this thing I think that people of privilege feel like they have to do. They have to prove themselves. Mm-hmm. And I think because he potentially, you know, I don't know this man's life, but if I go off of when Denzel had kids and where Denzel was in his career,
yep.
John David has grown up with some nice privileges and perks, right?
How long Denzel been fully famous?
He got famous before I think you swam up out of your daddy's nutsack. I'm gonna be honest. It's
my daddy, why'd you leave after you let me out your nutsack? You ain't even stick around. You said he out my nuts. See ya.
Deuces.
He went and saw a Denzel movie while I was growing up.
He
what was Glory, 1986?
Yeah, Glory was. And he was already low-key famous before Glory. That was just
like
his first.
Freedom? Was he famous then?
I don't know. But I know he was already doing Broadway. So he was famous to an extent prior to an Oscar nomination.
So he got that Oscar from Glory in 1989. So he's already winning an Oscar.
Yes.
And that's 20 years ago? 30 years ago? 1989.
Yeah, 31 years.
Okay, so let me find out how old John David is, because he playing out here, playing in our faces.
Yeah, how old?
John David, born 1984. Boy.
Okay, come on. So
stop.
Really, sir. So I think there's something that has to do with when you grow up with a lot of privilege, you feel like you have to prove to the world that it's not just the privilege that's got you where you are. You can do the hard work. And when you don't grow up privileged, you look at those people like, why? Why you want to do it? Why?
Y'all calling. My dad is Denzel.
Come on. I wish that I found out one of my relatives actually had some cachet, actually had some skin in the game that I could use.
Well, you know what? I don't know. I feel like it might be different for you because you don't really respect Denzel as an actor. So,
Josh. Okay, Josh.
What happened? Did I say something?
Okay, Josh. You know what?
Overrated.
I did not.
Overrated. You did say he was overrated. No,
but I didn't say I didn't like him.
Man, okay. I did not think he was going to pick Kamala.
I was hoping. I really did. I mean, because
he couldn't have picked Elizabeth Warren. I liked Elizabeth Warren a lot. He couldn't pick her.
No.
Just white and white. Old and white.
Yeah. It's like, same.
I feel like maybe because he's been messing up with the black people so much, he was like, I got to do something.
He needed to. If he ever thought he was going to do anything other than black, he was stupid.
I don't know what
he would be
better if he would just hush.
Right. Of course.
He throws landmines on the ground and then walks into them.
Yeah.
It's like, bro, nobody's even like go with Charlamagne with this. The gaffe last week.
Uh huh.
It's like they're not even pushing him into these things.
Right,
he's
right.
just like, I want to mess up now. Here goes. Boom. And Trump was like, blacks, look at him.
Right.
I would never take that. And it's right. just like, Joe.
Yeah.
You yeah. want to blow this, don't he, you?
He's messing up. He is messing up. But I definitely don't feel like the people who we need to convince in these swing states, Joe is not saying enough to them. It's not black folk. Like, again, we only have so much power to swing a vote. We only make up 13%, and right. not all 13% of us are voting, okay?
No.
Point blank in a goddamn on period. So it's not us he has to worry about. It's them white folk
mm-hmm.
that are like, are you really? We do coal. Do you know anything about coal?
You think Kamala will help with that?
No, that's what I'm saying. Oh. They're still going to lose.
You were saying the other thing.
Yeah. Got I'm it. Saying why I don't. This is the reason why I don't think, even with Kamala on there, I think it's great for us as people, as not just black people, but people of color, to see her on the ticket, to see her being pushed forward. And maybe that might make the Gen Zers be like, okay, we'll get behind you because you are actually going to make something happen right. by putting a black woman in office. But the people who swing this vote.
You know what would be great? I know this doesn't work like this. First of all, a Pence-Kamala debate. Your boy is out of here.
What?
For hours at a time, our parents had no idea where we even were.
They had no idea.
Just trusted
that we gonna come back. Yeah.
The only thing we had is be back by this time.
Yep.
Go. I don't care where you go. Don't act up. Don't embarrass me.
Mm-hmm.
My mom, I would be riding that doggone bike to the end of the earth. I used to be going exploring. Mm-hmm. My mom had no idea where I was,
they'd
who I was
me out
with.
Of the house. They'd be like, go get out of this house.
Forced Wait. Us out.
I do not want you inside.
We didn't have no GPS, no
Nothing,
phone.
Nothing, no cell phone.
I don't care.
We knew the doggone streets. We knew the cut-throughs. We knew how to cut through the woods. We know the streams.
Yeah.
We were bit by dogs. We had everything. My son just started to walk around in our neighborhood.
Wow.
And I'd be on Apple
tracking them.
Mm-hmm. Okay, you better make that right.
Because I don't know what's to left.
But you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know what happened, but we also, I know part of it is we grew up in a, I feel like we grew up more in a community.
Yes, absolutely.
Where other people were looking out.
Yeah, we don't know who these people are nowadays.
Neighbors?
I don't know who you are.
You remember like going to your neighbors and being like, do y'all have some sugar?
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. And ketchup.
And stuff like that. I ain't doing that now.
And do you know
who
my real dad is?
Have you seen him? Have you seen anybody that looks like me? Both my neighbors don't. English is not their first language, so we already struggling. We already on the struggle bus. Do you know what I'm saying? Because I'm trying to say it to you, and don't look like you know what I'm saying. So yeah, it's a completely different day and age, and it didn't matter how like hardcore Christian our parents were. It was still if we wanted to see it. I used to go to the library, okay, and find the books. Okay, I would just read.
The books.
Oh, yeah.
Jane Austen and stuff.
Oh, and freakier Austen? Than Jane. There were people who were way more raunchy.
I just want this to be over, please.
You
want to
be over?
I want this to be over.
Why you
want to
be over?
Things are politicized already, more politicized during an election year, which brings me to my next thought.
Mm-hmm.
Cardi B and Meg. We'll get to that in a second.
Mm-hmm.
This has been the longest election cycle of my entire life.
You feel like it's been going on.
I want it to be done.
Yeah.
I lost my train of thought because I was so just like, bro, I'm tired
it's a
of
lot.
It.
It's
I
a
am
lot.
Just so t- and I've paid attention from the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So I was on when Castro and Cory Booker and Klobuchar. It was like I was on everybody. Elizabeth Warren, I thought she was going farther. She had that student loan thing. I was like, man, if you could help me.
Uh-huh.
Help me personally, Kevin.
Right, me, just me.
Just me, God. I know what you did for others, but I had no parents that helped me with the college.
Come on, it's me,
Elizabeth was like,
oh,
we trying to wipe that out. I said, what you talking?
Yeah, no, she was talking good game.
I said, E-Dub, what you saying? He said, no student loan. I said, for who? For me?
For me?
Oh, me? You talking about no student loan?
Listen. Yeah, no, that was hot right there.
And they got her up out of there.
Oh, yeah. I knew she wasn't going to last, bless her heart. That short haircut. You know, they don't be really feeling the women.
White women's hair is rarely long when they're old. My wife pointed that out to me.
It's really old. It's really, I was supposed to say really old. It's really long when they're powerful. They ain't got time for that. That's why these superhero women don't make no sense. She ain't got no time to be curling her hair. The thing that got me was the free food.
Oh, I gained about 15 pounds during
the craft services and the catered lunches. I would always take a plate home to feed Marcus.
Angel,
I did. I'd be like, can I take some of this? What y'all gonna do? What y'all got plans for?
The amount of food that they throw away every single day after a day of shooting is disgusting.
It's disgusting.
When they got to pass around, round three, the crafty person would make something hot.
Something nice.
Angel, I was like, I left Zay Zay on set by himself to make sure I got me quesadillas today.
Right.
Thank you, black lady named Tasha who ran Crafty. Now, mind you, there's Crafty and there's catering.
Come on, somebody.
These are two separate
double
teams.
Double portion. Come on.
I'm talking.
That's what I saw.
Crafty, they got the little skillet for the quesadillas. Josh. Those quesadillas hit different, bro.
Josh.
Oh, my God, he's mighty.
As much as I be hating a 6 o'clock call time, let me tell you, when I
they
get there.
They make the breakfast.
I'd be like, give me the veggie omelet, but put some shredded cheese on top of that to cook it in there, okay? Give me the hot, fresh salsa.
Look at the flick of the wrist of the West Coast.
That truck, and the best part is no matter what time you're called to set, they're already cooking. Someone's already eating.
In your nostrils.
Because the crew's call is always before you, and the food got to be ready for them.
For them.
I remember my first day, I was on Little Rascal's set. I was like, where do you pay for the breakfast?
Oh, no.
They were like,
what?
It's catering. I was like, all of this? And then I went to the tent, and I was like, there's no honor system? She was like, no.
Honor system?
Angel, she had ice cream some days.
Yes.
I'm talking about she made little
Every
Sundays
day is different.
Dude.
Josh, I was like, Zay, do your little acting. Medium well on the steak.
Yeah, you have no idea. And I would want everything.
But Regina the King.
Ah, yes.
Won another Emmy. What? So let me go back. Okay. Please. 2015, Emmy for American Crime. 2016, Emmy for American Crime. Uh-huh. 2018, Emmy for 7 Seconds. 2019, Oscar for If Bill Street Could Talk.
Yes.
2020, Emmy for The Watchmen. Woo-hoo. Okay. So Kev, I'm like very happy for her. But then I'm like, but do we want to watch the Emmys? Because when we win, I'm ecstatic. Emmys, right. Oscars, Grammys.
Yes.
When we don't win, and I don't think it's that black people should win every single category we're nominated for. That's not what I'm saying.
Right.
What I am saying is that like Schitt's Creek like won every comedy category, like
I
8 Emmys.
It. Yeah.
It was so bad. Like I went to check, and I thought like Yvonne and them and Insecure was still on the ballot, and I was like, "Wait, Schitt's Creek won everything."
Schitt's Creek is a great show.
But this isn't really at Schitt's Creek. I'm not mad at Schitt's Creek. What I'm saying is, as a black person, we're happy when our people win. We're mad when our people don't win, and then we say we don't need to be looking at the Emmys, the Oscars, the Grammys. Uh-huh. We need to let it go. So what do we do, Angel? How do we navigate these white spaces that we celebrate when we win and we're pissed when we lose?
You know what? This actually goes a little bit into the conversation we were just having off camera. It's the duality of it all. I don't think it's black and white. It's a little bit of gray. As I said before, it's because of the green. By getting these awards and accolades that are given out by mainly white people, we add economic value to our brand because that's their money that's going to start hopefully funneling to Regina King. They'll start having to pay her a higher rate because she is a multi-award winner. Same thing with Yvonne and all the people of Insecure. They are now an Emmy-nominated show. However, that doesn't mean that at the same time we shouldn't be celebrating our own culture because there are certain things that we look at that we find value in for different reasons than what white Hollywood might see. But how this draws to the conversation we were having, I think it's all about how much hope we put in those things. We have to like not set ourselves up to try to make this to be like, oh, if only I can. No, if it happens, great.
Yeah.
I'm here for it. I'm not going to be pissed off about it if I don't get it. But if we start putting too much like, oh man, if I don't get it, then we allow them to have the power of whether or not we are proud of our own work. I can't believe that your bougie self.
But to me, the travel part is the best thing for me is landing in a new place.
Mm-hmm.
Even like when we went to Europe, because we went to Europe, I know you haven't had a chance to go yet. U.S. continental, ugh. Anyway, when we landed in Rome and Paris and London, You can tell that you're in a different country just by the airports, mm-hmm. right? All the planes are a whole bunch of planes you've never seen. Getting into the jetway and it's in France. French.
Uh-huh. You mess it up. Tom, Deborah, this fool can't talk. He can't say nothing. He over here talking about he's rich. Yeah. But the only way he's going to stay rich is if he uses honey.
I want to say something.
What?
Are you familiar with Ruby Rose?
I wasn't before she was put on the podcast, but I said, I'll look this little. She's a singer.
Would you like to tell the people about Ruby Rose?
Ruby Rose, you know, the economy's down. People ain't getting enough pay. So what some people are doing is that they are getting OnlyFans accounts.
Mm-hmm.
And this young lady, she made, as she called it, a calm 22K.
22K.
On her first day.
Day out, no T-Grizzly.
Okay, on OnlyFans. She said, if you can be sexy and want to start making money, text this number for my referral link and get started. Hit me, you know, for the promo. And then she actually does a screenshot of how much she made. She had over $16,000 in subscriptions. And then she got almost $1,000 in tips.
Mm.
What type of tips? I don't know. And then for people who wanted to send her messages, she almost got $5,000 in messages. And I just don't understand why I am not actively pursuing 22,000 on your first day.
This is not Ruby Rose from Orange is the New Black. This is just another black. This is a black girl.
A black girl.
Who also goes by Ruby Rose. No yes. relation.
Believe you me, I got confused too. I was like, I thought Ruby Rose was a white person. Androgynous. No? Okay, no. It's a black chick.
Now, mind you, one more quick thing about Ruby Rose. There are comedians who are funnier than I am.
Mm-hmm.
I will tell you that, mm-hmm. right? But there are few who are as astute of a business person.
Come on.
I mean, I really just thought about it the other day.
Do the light flex. I like that. It's the truth.
Skill
it's
not a flex. Isn't the comedy, right? I'm just as funny as a lot of people. I'm not saying I'm not funny. Mm-hmm. I'm out here. But it's understanding the internet. It's commitment. It's business acumen. It's marketing. It's a lot more than that. But on pure funny for funny's sake, there's people and there's comedians who are like, why he out here? Because there's more to it than being funny.
Right.
That's your first mistake, actually,
mm-hmm.
is thinking that being the funniest wins.
Right.
That is never the truth.
It's you.
Not
correct.
The funniest, not the tallest. Like the tallest NBA player isn't the best player.
No.
Right. The best people don't always get to play. There's other factors that come into it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why Rihanna has had success. And that's Nicki Minaj. She realized there's a lane here. Right.
Yeah.
Meg Thee Stallion. Let me be an amazing rapper. Let me rap like I could rap with UGK,
mm-hmm.
but let me be more sexual than female rappers are.
Yeah.
Right? But my rapping, like if Meg was just standing there in jeans, she'd be rapping.
Yeah.
Like she'd be rapping for rapping's sake. I love her confidence. She remind me of Bun B and them. Like, bro, you could rap with them on that Houston stuff. I'd be like, let's go,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, no, she's, I love her.
Right?
I do love her.
So, but there's more to it than that.
Yeah,
the ability to rap.
I mean, look at Cardi B. Like that is a prime example. I'm like, why are we skating over her? That is a prime example of someone who a lot of people can rap better than.
Here's the thing about Cardi B that I love. She took people's power away, mm-hmm. right?
Oh yeah.
She said, first of all, I'm just a stripper. Mm-hmm. I'm just playing in music, right? Mm-hmm. Then people were like, low key, Cardi can go, right? But before you could say, but she don't write, she was like, also, I don't even write this stuff.
Yeah,
man.
I'm not gonna do it.
I have people write this for me. I just deliver it, right? But when let me just.
That, yes, thank you. Thank you, brother,
I
man.
Cannot.
Let your scalp breathe. That
Angel,
is important.
Lakita Moore Tanks.
If you wanna go down this road of wearing units, you've gotta be willing.
I did this on the Love Hour. I tried.
I don't even know why.
It is too much.
It's a lot. You should have a lot more respect for what we go through as women.
I have so much respect.
Uh-huh.
This is my second time today. I didn't wear it for Dear Kev because I was just like, I don't feel like doing it. I'm definitely not spending 30 minutes putting it on again. I took it off during the Love Hour and I was like, all right, Kev, you're going to make this. That, remember when you came in? I was like, I got an hour.
Mm-hmm.
When I tell you that itching on my ears, I can't even think. That's why I couldn't read the ad.
Is that what it was? I'm going to tell you what. You look younger without it.
Do I?
Yeah. You look like a baby. You look like a little baby. Yeah, yeah.
You know who else looks like a little baby? August Alsina. I thought we were done with August,
why?
Angel.
Why do we need to be done? Why? I am here for all the foolishness.
Are you?
Yes! I am here for him to drag this on for as long as he wants to.
I'm tired of it.
Then don't listen. But I am like, what else? What else you got to say, August? I'm ready. I'm ready to
Angel,
hear about it.
Did you like the song?
It gave me 90s R&B, like, grind. You know how you used to grind? It's just the sway of the hips. I'm not sure the purpose of all of it coming out right now, especially now that we're all on hiatus. Maybe these people are like, I ain't got a job to come back to. No way, so I'm going to say it. But, like, yeah, like you said, like, when my mother preaches and I have to be her armor bearer, I am the meanest person you would ever want to
be. You're an armor bearer?
Sometimes I have no choice because she's just like, Angel, hold my Bible. Hold my cloth. So I can go up here and sweat and pray for these people. And you know how people do when they have the prayer line? People want to wait 20 minutes and then be like, yeah, I should get prayer. That's right. What I should do. I should get prayer. So then we looking at this prayer line for a whole hour. I have to be like, whatever you needed from the Lord, you better get it from your seat.
Right.
Because she's not praying for nobody else.
You are blocking prayer?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
You better get it from your seat.
You better get it from your seat. She's not praying for anyone else. Talk to the Lord yourself. That's what Jesus died on the cross for. You don't need no. You don't need nobody to mediate for you.
Angel, you got to write that in your set.
Angel, how you going to tell the people they can't get no prayer?
You better get to know them today.
Because she
ain't doing it for you. Because my mother will. She'll preach. She will pray herself into the ground, be over there dying, low blood sugar, up there shaking, still praying for people. She got diabetes. Listen, y'all pray for her. Yeah, she needs some
y'all
milk.
Pray
yes.
for her.
Yes.
All right. Everybody who was up here, y'all dog, I'm performing hazard protection around my right. mama.
Yes.
Shoot, you done prayed her to her sugar low. Give her a peanut butter cracker.
Yes. Where's the orange juice? She like
hand.
It room temperature. So yeah, I understand. Geez. I am typically a nice person, but when it comes to okay, I have to protect my mother, I become the meanest person you could ever know. People
yeah.
just like, I just, you know, I'm going into surgery. Well, hopefully you'll make it out.
Mm-hmm. A million. But here's the thing that really freaked me out, and it made me realize, I know we all live in an echo chamber, but when they said that when you Google something like, is climate change real? Depending on where you live, you get a different answer.
Yeah.
Angel Akita Mortensen, the actress. What is truth? Now, Wikipedia, they say, really just gives you, if I look up Angel, it's going to be Angel.
Yeah.
She's a woman, married, 4 kids, actress. Google and Facebook, they're just giving your the answer that they think you want to hear.
It's right.
The highest
which
bitter.
Just, yes. And yeah. then the highest bidder can be 38 cents.
Bro.
Yeah.
But so when you do 38 cents times millions.
Oh, that's yeah. a lot of money.
Man, I need that money. And so in the documentary part, the reenactment part, they showed that kid like basically how his mind was changed by social media.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was like, this is why it's hard. It feels like this year or the last 4 years, maybe even the last six to eight, since Facebook, it's harder and harder to have conversations with people because everyone is more entrenched in their beliefs.
Yes.
Because that's all, it's just reinforced.
Yeah, yeah. There are certain things that were definitely eye-opening about the documentary, but there were also a lot of things that just reinforced what I was already believing. You know, I'm not, to be a social media influencer, I am not on social media that much. And a lot of it has to do with what I feel like I'm being fed.
Mm-hmm.
And it just, I've always said I don't like to feel like I'm being manipulated.
Yeah.
And you can kind of, I know they say they do it without a trace, but it feels like I can kind of feel it because I'm like, why am I seeing this? Like, mm-hmm. what is this? Why? And especially because while I'm a person that wants to be politically active and wants to do the right things politically, when I start seeing things that I feel like really are talking to like policies that I'm thinking about, I'm mm-hmm. like, why? What are you? Why you do? And especially because they give me what they think I will sway to.
Yeah.
And I, like the woman with the green hair at the end, I try to make sure I'm seeing both sides of it. Because if I'm just being fed what I think I want to hear, I'm pretty sure somebody's eventually lying. Manipulation. Like, we are... I don't see it as grim because documentaries like this make us aware. We still have the power to change our actions.
Yeah.
We still have the power to say, you know what? I'm going to unplug. I know it's hard, and then it will be like withdrawal, but like we have the power to do that. So that's the reason why I'm not, I feel like, wow, yes, this, what do they call it, AI, artificial intelligence is going to work harder and harder to keep us glued to all this stuff. We can still, I mean, that's the one thing about humans. We defy sometimes the odds, and I think we can do that in this way. I know with my kids, which sucks because I feel like we were doing good jobs, you know, as parents, because my son was only allowed to get on his tablet on the weekends. He's not on any social media other than YouTube. YouTube is addictive. But now because of COVID, because he's not able to be around friends, we let him be on his iPad during the week. So that's the only thing that sucks is that I feel like the parameters we had set were like really strong to keep him from getting addicted too early.
Yeah.
But now he ain't got no friends. I'm like, yeah, I guess this is your only, I'm not going to play with you. So I kind of gotta give you this because what else is
you
there?
You ain't going to get no cars out and do this with little Marcus?
Absolutely. Zion and he don't even want to do it. He, listen, no.
Girl said, I'm not going to play with you.
No, I'm not.
I get on your little get iPad on machine.
I'm over here editing and giving people boosters to their heroin addiction to Facebook.
You're
I got
drug
to do it.
Dealers, Angel.
Yeah. I was on Facebook and Instagram Lives every single day.
You still doing that?
No, I've been so busy. I had to. I haven't done much at all. I've just been
That's okay.
It is. I feel bad though because it was something. It was like a thing that I had set up as you can count on this content every day. And now I'm like, y'all. It was in a meeting and Amar was yelling. I do not have the time to get on here.
Listen, if we're gonna sell drugs, I want to be Pablo.
It's gonna be what was it, Blue Magic?
Blue Magic's Frank Lucas.
But I wanna actually
No, that's Frank Lucas. No way, is that Breaking Bad?
No, Frank Lucas. Blue Magic is Frank Lucas.
What did Breaking Bad people sell?
I didn't watch it.
Hold on. Oh my God.
I know not why.
On purpose?
No. No. It wasn't like I'm not gonna watch that.
Angel,
it was just like
arguably top 10.
Top five.
It's TV
second
sitcoms.
To me after The Wire.
I can believe that.
You ain't seen The Wire, have you?
I told you I did one episode and I was like, this voice. But I could watch Breaking Bad.
I think you will enjoy, as an actress, I think you will enjoy Breaking Bad.
I think I'll enjoy just because I want to sell real drugs.
Story arc alone, though. in the character development.
Here's the thing about the industry. There's so much more that goes into it than talent. If talent was the case, you know, that's easy.
Yeah.
But you've got advertisers, you got executive producers, that's one thing I learned at All Def, man. Mm-hmm. I was over there thinking we were just doing stuff based on good, bad, make the best show. There was Game of Thrones stuff happening behind the scenes.
Yeah.
Using the content and talent and relationships to people posturing for their positions. And I was like, that's why there's way more to this than
absolutely
just making stuff. So, and you know, it's really frustrating, but at the same time, it's a stark and it's an often reminder that I can do my own thing. I was on Comedy Hype yesterday and they were like, they asked me if I would take a role as a man wearing a dress. And I was like, no. He was like, what if it was a big movie? And I was like, I wouldn't.
Yeah.
And at this time, I don't have to.
Like,
I don't have to. Do whatever you want to do. That's, you know, that's your business.
Mm-hmm.
But I have the ability and you know, and it's my dream to make my own stuff. So I don't have to do that stuff.
Yeah.
But it's still frustrating when you're like, bro, Angel would have killed that. Because this was after, was Amanda Seals on this one or a different one?
She was on The Real, but she had already left.
Ozark is great.
Ozark is one of my favorites.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Jason Bateman is playing the same role in a comedy or a drama.
And I love
that he's directing.
The only thing I like about Ozark, it is so blue.
It is.
I love the color.
The DP was like blue.
They shoot it in a freezer. Like, y'all are outside.
I love
Ozark. Ozark is great.
Mm-hmm. Ozark.
And the cliffhanger at the end of this season?
Ooh. Ozark is one of my favorite pilots of the last 10 years. That first episode, I was like,
Listen, this is...
I was shocked and laughed so many times in that season opener, especially when the boyfriend, the wife's boyfriend, his untimely.
I literally yelped.
I yelped, and then his response, he said, "Nothing gave me more pleasure than hearing your boyfriend's flesh slap the pavement." I hollered.
Could you imagine, though, Marcus cheating on you? You pulling up on him. And the thought falls out of the sky and Oh, your little hoe done failed to her death.
Oh, she's sheepy now. She's so sheepy.
I would be in heaven.
Yeah.
Let Melissa cheat on me with a fine man. All his muscles did not save him life. Him dead.
He should do push-ups. More push-ups.
He should have did more. He should have pushed the ground. Now he dead it. Look at me, bad body. I'm alive. You should cheat with bad body, guys. Your little boyfriend is just, he's just Hillary. Will you marry? That's your boyfriend. He is a fly on the winch. Oh, you know how petty you would be if they killed your side chick, side man.
Oh, yeah. I'm like, there is a God. That's where I went with it. There is a God. And he's the one who tossed you down here.
And tosses low. Yeah, today, Bo. See, God was already working on my behalf. You was out there sinning. I know we were sinning selling drugs, but you was also cheating on me.
You were cheating.
But guess what? He couldn't cheat death. Come on.
Come on. Yeah, that thing had me cracking up. But yes, but I think Ja Rule, I don't like, while I heard Josh put me on game that he was doing the commercial for, you know, a good reason to put the that restaurant on. It's just, he is so much though.
Here's the problem with that. So when Josh told us that this was for a good cause, the reason that that commercial went viral is because we didn't know if Ja needed the money or not. We were just like, dang, Ja, you down to Greek food commercials? Like, that's really, like, if you saw, you know, an artist at their peak, you'd be like, okay, he's just doing. You would immediately know why they're doing it. With Ja, we're like, ah, dang.
Did he need the money?
How much did you have tied up into the fire festival, man? But I immediately wanted to, I was like, oh, this is on Pico? Like, I'll be down there. And I love Greek food.
Yeah, Greek food is good.
So a lot of people in L.A. were like, yo, low-key, like, all jokes aside, this place is fire. Yeah. Like, dumbfounded. He was tweeting like, y'all, for real, this is around the corner from my house and it's lit. And I want to go there. But I'm also the easiest person.
That's what I was about to say. You seem easily persuaded to try stuff.
Angel, my wife can tell you, I am a marketer's dream.
Oh.
I remember when Applebee's introduced the quesadilla burger, which was a cheeseburger. It was a cheeseburger. Okay, burger patty, cheese, you know, ketchup, also pico de gallo, then wrapped more cheese in a quesadilla, flipped, cut in half. Applebee's was like, come get this. And I was like,
I feel disrespected.
Okay.
I
was like,
everyone should feel disrespected.
Okay, I'm actually on the way right now. And not only did I, like, Melissa can tell you, I literally got in my car and went, ordered it by myself. Ate it, was happy, ate the fries, and then left. I was just like, thanks, Applebee's. Like, I literally fell for it, hook, line, and sinker. When I was a teen, I used to use Clearasil, never had pimples like that. I was just like, oh, this is part of teen life. I should use it. Like, let me wash my face with Clearasil. And then one day I was like, this is kind of expensive, and I don't really need it.
I don't have any face issues.
No, I was $100 in by then.
But I'm sorry, you were talking about Ja Rule and how you low-key love Ja Rule.
I love Ja Rule. Then 50 Cent was like, singing and rap is dumb. And then we were like, okay. Mm-hmm. And then 50 was like, I want to sing and rap. And we were like, okay.
Right.
What about Ja Rule? Who cares about him? He's dumb now. And then the Fire Festival thing happened.
You know, I feel like people weren't thinking about Ja Rule until the Fire Festival and then seeing him in the documentary and seeing that in his head, he's still Ja Rule from the 2000s. And we're like, bruh.
That's the worst.
It is when you feel like you're still at the top and you don't realize that, like, no, you peaked. and you're not there anymore.
See, nobody tells you you've peaked.
They know, though. They know.
Do you think so?
Absolutely. I mean, unless it's just male ego, but I think you have to know that, like, your range. You got to know that you ain't doing concerts no more, and that if you
doing concerts,
but like
they're
ain't
just in mall food courts now.
They're at people's family reunions. There's a difference. No, they have the, you know, the raffle tickets. Is what
was that him or DMX that did the live halftime show where it was trash?
That was Ja.
Oh man,
where he stuck his head up. Y'all ready?
Guess not.
Guess not. It just hurts so bad.
Yeah, so he's got to know. What did he say?
The only reason we got these cases is because we keep testing.
No,
What's wrong with y'all?
Bless him.
Every time we test, more testing equals more cases. Not because more people are sick.
Oh, no.
It's just because if we stop testing,
then we ain't going to have so many cases. He's like, solution. Huh. Y'all talking about the problem, but I done found the solution. Stop testing these folks.
That's like saying I'm not going to take a pregnancy test.
And that it's going to make the pregnancy go good.
Obviously, if I don't, you know, pee on this or get a blood test done. So let me tell you what was the funniest thing about Trump over the weekend.
Oh, come on.
Great joy entered my body. 900,000 tickets, y'all. A million tickets Tulsa. We only have room for 20,000. We're going to have to build an overflow stage outside.
Outside.
Okay? 20,000 people are coming. Angel, the fire marshal said 6,200 people showed up to this thing.
Oh, bruh.
Nancy Pelosi said, man, that was a Zoom meeting.
She did. She threw bad shade. She said, you could have just used my passcode, bruh. I got the unlimited.
They said the Wiggles sold that joint out when they ran through their tour.
The Wiggles!
The Wiggles. Fruit salad, yummy, yummy.
Fruit salad, yummy, yummy. Our kids used to be into the Wiggles, so I understand they sold out. So that thing introduced me into, look at the coons.
Oh, isn't it just a blessing?
Look at the coons. Listen, even his voice was shaking. Y'all, I was talking. Okay, listen.
It was like he had been listening to DMX. X gonna give it to you in the first one, and then afterwards he was kumbaya. Man, you know, I'm not the problem. You know, we should fight drugs. There's a war on drugs. Why y'all want to fight me? Now I ain't got an issue. He was hurt.
Like brother, you are. So lost. We got to come together, understand me, as the community. Now all this talk about violence, who's talking about that?
Right.
Me?
No.
I'm not talking about violence. See, that's what's wrong with us.
Right.
You understand me? It's always us against each other. We got to fight the man.
The man. That's what we got to fight the Rona. Not me. Not me.
The thing he forgot, muscles does not make you a fighter.
At all.
You're just strong, right? But I've seen plenty of fight. And Devin Haney, the guy who's like the boxer who said, I'll gladly beat you up, he is not big.
No,
you know, most boxers now, the heavyweight division isn't, you know, the big. So Tyson Fury and Deontay, they're big.
Yeah.
But, you know, Floyd and Manny Pacquiao and Devin Haney and Mikey Garcia and Victor, those dudes are not big.
They're smaller, yeah.
But they are precise.
Yes, they are.
And I guarantee you they would have beat the brakes off of Officer Scared Voice. At first, the first video, his muscles were all big. You know, he was.
He had just did some curls. He put on his Rock the Bull t-shirt. He thought he was Dwayne Rock Johnson.
And then he turned to the side on the other one like, guys.
Listen.
I just want people to keep that same
energy,
man. He was like, man, y'all tripping, bro.
He didn't want to get served that three-piece from somebody be laid out on the floor with a quickness.
Not the three-piece.
Pop, pop, pop. Over. Game over.
Angel, your black mom is so strong.
It is. I can't help it.
You be so black mom. Black moms don't know no names.
No.
They don't know who be alive. Mm-mm. They don't know no names of movies.
No.
You and Melissa are both just transitioning into black mom.
Yeah.
What's your name is?
Come on.
Get over here. You know I'm talking.
Come on. Snap it until it comes to fruition. Boy. And then you get frustrated.
My grandma used to do that to me. I was the youngest boy. And we all grew up in this house. So she would every time go down the list. Daniel, Marlon, Jason, you know your name. Right. She never actually said Kevin.
Because why?
Because by that, I've done said three names. I'm looking at you.
Yes.
Boy, you know. You. Get in here.
Exactly.
Got me forget. Get in here and shut up.
Making me forget your name. That's what you did. You grabbed it out the air and you knew I was trying to get it. Oh, it makes me so mad taking all that time. You, boy, that's what it becomes. You know I'm talking to you, so why am I still having to try to call you when you know I'm trying to get to you?
Daniel, Marlon, Jason, Kev, get it. You know what? Go lay down, because I'm pissed off at y'all.
I'm going to lay down.
Go.
Got me all tired.
Oh, my God. Angel, your video with your sons, when they
that was so
it.
Funny.
The sheer frustration of you being like, orange shirt,
right.
And he done hit a pink shirt.
Exactly.
Okay, and then I said, why? And he kicked me. And you know, them kids was like, please, mommy, please.
Because they know they wrong. Coming out there crying with their little sad song. He hit me. He hit you? Yes, tell him come out here. I'm trying to get my workout in. Then the other one gonna come in there. But mommy, he kicked me in my face. What the? What in the Mortal Kombat is happening in my house? What are we doing?
Oh.
Then I got to call both of them out because they over here ruining my workout. I had a good, my heart rate was up. And now they got
done?
My blood pressure up. What?
You can't go back into workout mode. You done hit pissed off.
Oh my goodness. Made me so mad. Made me so mad because they do it all the time. And they try to tell me half stories thinking, the other one's about to get in trouble. He about to get his butt whooped. And she ain't ever going to know I was the one who instigated. Yes, I'm going to find out.
The boldness of Tweedledee to be like, what I realized happened is green shirt kicked, you know, orange shirt.
Yeah.
The returning punch was so much harder.
And right.
Then he was, oh, I'm telling on you.
Yes.
Because I kicked you, right?
Yes.
A soft kick.
Right.
You don't punch me for real. I'm telling mama.
I'm telling
you
mama.
You know what? Don't you ever hit me that hard. Ma, he done punched me. He kicked me. It wasn't even all that.
Right,
it wasn't right. even that hard.
It wasn't that, like, you not understand it. It was not reciprocal.
It was, yeah.
It was not. The way he took it serious. I was for play. You know, I saw something on the cartoon, and I said, watch me do it to you. And he said, I'm going to punch your heart out your chest.
Exactly.
And I'm like, I'm going to punch both of y'all. This is the life that I live. They are always constantly fighting each other for play. And then when somebody takes it a little too serious, and I'm like, that's what you get.
All black parents, we love a good, that's what you get. You know what else? I was talking to somebody about this, and he was saying, sometimes in your community, your ranking in the church is all the ranking you have in life.
Absolutely. That's why people take it so seriously
yeah.
when they get to church. You're just like, okay, you will hit usher. Calm down.
There's 11 people in this church.
Right.
That like being the head of anything doesn't really matter.
But when you aren't being valued in any other place in your life, you hold on to that. Like, it is a very precious thing. And you're just like, you know, this is voluntary, right?
There's 12 people here now because one of the ladies had a baby. That baby doesn't know anything. But I'm the head usher. You are the only one.
Yeah.
Like, and I don't think I ever suffered from this, but I remember being a youth pastor at church, and I felt like somebody. Mm-hmm. And at Boeing, they about pushed me on the ground. Well, shut up with your old dumb tucked-in shirt. You don't have no power here. If I go back to that church, I used to get to sit in the pulpit.
Oh, you got to sit in the pulpit? I was guest pastor.
When they read my thing.
You were like.
Oh, Angel, when I got to preach at somebody else's church.
Wait a minute, Kevin.
Josh, can you get my Dear Clay of glasses so I could show Angel how I feel?
I'm on it.
Kevin,
Angel, you introduced
used
me.
To preach?
Used to.
You didn't know? Angel, I was a whole youth pastor.
I know, but there are youth pastors that don't be saying nothing.
I used to preach every second Sunday.
You are Minister Kevin?
Still got. I married Mel and Greg.
Wait a minute.
Legally ordained.
You are an ordained.
I am an ordained minister. And I used to wear, thank you, adjutant. I used to wear my glasses.
Kevin.
When they used to.
Let me introduce you. Giving honor to God. We are so excited. So excited for what the Lord has in store for us. We would love to be able to bring up our next speaker. He hails from El Paso, Texas, where he is the second oldest son. But let me read some of his bio here. He says that he one day was on the side of the road and he heard the voice of God say, "Kevin, take up my mantle and preach the word of God to today's youth."
Amen.
So without further ado, we look forward, my God. We look forward, my God, for the word that's going to come out today. Without further ado, let me introduce you to none other than, minister, youth pastor, Kevin Fredericks.
Giving honor to God, who's the head of my life. To Pastor Tanksley.
My.
The illustrious leader.
Hey.
Of this house.
Hey. Ha.
Minister of Music Gonzalez, we thank God for you in the media ministry and what he's doing over there, just doing amazing things.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
For this church.
Amen.
If I were to take a title on today, it would be that woman in your life is thicker than manna.
Oh, you on the wall. Come on.
That woman in your life will be there every day.
Yeah.
But she's tough to swallow. Amen.
Oh.
If you would turn with me in your Bibles to Ecclesiastes 1 and 3.
Get in my water.
And I want you to have.
Get in my water.
Make sure to put the napkin over the top of the juice. You know, when they bring the pastor the juice, you got to put a napkin over the
juice. Cheryl, get in my water.
You can't just give me the juice. The juice got to be covered.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. I don't know what will come into the juice.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
If it's not covered, God, but that will do, Joshua. The juice got to come like this.
Amen.
You know, they lay that napkin over
it. You got to have the napkin over
it. And they just open it up a little bit and they just.
Because you don't want the demons to get in the juice because it'll try to stop up the word. Amen. Preach, Pastor. Preach. You're on the wall, Pastor. Come on.
Yeah, boss.
Ha! Ha!
Yay! Yeah, boss. Hey, talk. Roko, po, Sadoku, Roboshe, Roboka, Yabote, Robata, Binihana, Yabota, Yarabosika, Hadouken, Shoryuken. Oh, you keep telling me this.
Telling me this.
Telling me that. Hey, Yabo. You say that you love me, but that's a fact.
Uh-huh. Yo, stop running.
Hey.
I don't need no glasses.
You don't need them.
Watch this. Ooh, yeah. Hey, your bullshit.
Hey.
God has cleansed my vision.
Oh.
He spit on the mud.
Ah.
Wiped in my eyes.
Mm-hmm.
The scales have fell off.
Fell off.
I can see clearly now.
The rain is gone.
Hey,
I can see all obstacles in my way.
Come on, Pastor.
It's 7 o'clock.
On the drop.
I'm cruising. Punch your neighbor and say we're cruising.
Yeah.
I'll do this all day.
And I will be right there. Cheryl, turn on the fans.
When you pay the bills,
come on.
You don't want to be talked to by people who don't pay the bills.
Listen.
That's why I finally get don't touch the AC.
Mm-hmm.
Because you hot?
Yeah.
Do this.
Right, fan yourself.
Because you're doing this, but you're not doing this.
Ah.
I got to pay for that turn.
Come on.
Okay. You asking when's dinner? Did you chip in? Like, I get it now that I have all the bills. Man, I'm going to tell you, when I first got my apartment, And I was like really excited until all the bills start. They was to me.
Damn. Like nobody else
finna sharing this. I remember I was like, man.
Yeah.
And I had just got up in there. Mm-hmm. Cable, light.
They keep coming.
Phone. That's all was in the mail. Bad news. Every time I go in there, you're always asking for something.
Right. Leave me alone.
I remember when I graduated college, like the next month, UW was like, you're now an alumni. Give back. Huh. I'm still giving.
Right.
Don't ask me for nothing till I pay this off.
Yeah.
You still a bill to me right now.
Right now.
Now y'all ask me for more money. I already owe you. I'm not trying to be doubly in debt.
Yeah.
And then I'm not using my degree anyway. Y'all asking me for extra stuff? Shut up.
I'm not giving you nothing. Yeah, no, I remember my first bill was my pager. And I quickly got tired of that. I said, I ain't paying. Y'all just got to cut this off. I ain't paying y'all because this is ridiculous.
I had a fake pager.
You had a fake one?
That thing was on power-wise. You couldn't reach me. What? I just was carrying it. I would click it real quick and let it beep. Let me just.
So you just basically had an extra belt buckle. Why?
My parents, I knew that. I knew not to ask about a pager.
Okay.
Like, well, who needed? Who needed to contact you? You know, like, I always think about the angel. Our parents used to just let us be gone.
Yeah.
You talking about, like, Zay Zay went and walked around the neighborhood yesterday, and I was like, whew, he is 13.
Mm-hmm.
When I was 8, I went to the ends of the earth.
Come on.
We was on there as far as that bike. Our parents forced us outside.
They were like, why are you indoors? Using up all the electricity. Go outside while the sun is up.
Angel, I cannot imagine being in a pandemic with my mom for this many months. She would be sick of us. They hated summer.
Yeah, yeah.
You're just
why
up
you
in
still here? Why are you still here?
You just being in the house.
Yeah.
Get outside.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
We was in El Paso. It was 100 degrees. I don't care.
No, go ahead and get that melon. Get the sun on you. Yeah. Yeah, they had a different faith back then.
Listen.
Okay, pee popping on a handstand is where he went. Let's talk about it.
Lou Williams.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man.
Clippers guard.
Uh-huh.
Sixth man of the year. Had a death in the family.
Oh, bless
him. Okay, bless his heart. He went and took care of that.
Mm-hmm.
Before he went back to the bubble in Orlando,
mm-hmm.
Made a quick stop.
Yeah.
Magic City. Okay. Okay. Famous strip club in Atlanta. But right now, you can't twerk. Okay. Uh-huh. It's shut down.
Uh-huh.
Ain't no thing shaking. Can't throw no money. Mm-hmm. That man said, I wasn't going for the butt. I wasn't going for the boobs. I was going for the wings. This man was caught, so to speak, by the NBA. He had to sit out a couple of days.
Yeah.
Because he stopped by Magic City, got him some wings. Now, Josh, put the picture of this plate here. These might be worth missing a couple games.
I mean, games. The plate, the wings, then the catfish, it all does actually look really appetizing. But I don't understand why he couldn't do, like, delivery, though.
He just want to go smell the air.
Are we sure there's nobody, like, twerking in the back room?
Not positive.
Was there, like, a Zoom twerk going on the screens?
Could have been a Zoom twerk.
It's something had to be. Like, you can get wings delivered from anywhere.
But you can't get Magic. He said, apparently, Magic City is his favorite restaurant.
I can believe it, but I'm sure they can have the exotic dancers deliver it to
I think they're separate things. I think the kitchen is known for the kitchen, and the twerking is known for the twerking.
Mm-hmm.
Just so happen, they might have the best of both worlds in Atlanta. Yeah. Now, as a Christian man,
mm.
and as a hungry person,
uh-huh.
I might have, if they're worth you being, you know, suspended or unable to work,
mm-hmm.
them wings have to be amazing.
They have to be the best wings in the world because there are so many other places you can get wings if you're just hungry.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
But you can't get thighs.
You can't get them yams. You hear me? You can't get them yams with cinnamon and butter and all the things. That's the reason why I'm like, are we sure that's all he went to get was just wings?
Well, the stripping is shut down.
That's what I'm saying. They say the stripping is shut down.
That's true.
They say it shut down, but I really don't think so.
So what you telling me, Angel? They said, come on now, you order. Listen, this is what you got to order on the menu. Come around back.
Mm-hmm.
You get before they hand you your plate.
Knock twice.
They go, knock twice.
You're going to get your wings, your catfish, and peaches. You're going to get all of it. That's what you're going to get. Peaches is going to drop in low.
They're riding the order down inside
clap,
of
clap,
peaches.
Clap, clap, mm-hmm. Because these are some, what else are these young ladies doing? Like that.
They doing OnlyFans.
They doing a lot of the OnlyFans.
They were doing the IG Live, too.
Remember Tory Lanez? Quarantine.
Mm-hmm.
That was his whole thing.
Even when I was wearing the beanie with the previous unit, you know, 1.0.
Uh-huh.
This is 2.0.
Yeah.
It has to be styled into a beanie?
Yeah.
Like, you know, I just thought y'all was throwing hats on.
I mean, because we're such pros at it, we make it look easy. Like, when you do stand-up, you make it look easy, but it's not easy for everybody
to
do.
So it's made to look as if you just threw it in. It's like the makeup, no makeup look.
Come on, you get it.
So I get it.
Yeah.
So you spend a lot of time to look like you just threw it on.
To look effortless.
Ah.
Yeah, so no, it takes work. If you want to just throw a hat on, then you throw a hat on.
Just with nothing under there.
Exactly.
Let me tell you one. You want to love a black woman? At her most vulnerable is her on the way to the shop. That moment on the way, because you're not styling. You just like, look, I'm going straight there.
Going straight there.
Okay. When I've been at the shop, when Melissa has, you know, and everybody, a black woman, they got their shop hat.
Mm-hmm.
That hat is like, look, I need to cover the most of me as possible. Listen, it's like period panties for hair.
There you
go. If I got this hat on, that means DEFCON 4 for hair.
It. Yeah.
That means I got to go pick my kids up and daddy was supposed to pick them up.
Right. Don't invite nobody over. Don't none of that.
Invite somebody over. I'm naked, basically.
Yeah.
I'd probably actually rather be naked than to be seen with DEFCON 4 hat.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So my brother used to work in a shop at the mall.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a half barbershop, half hair salon.
Mm-hmm.
And let me tell you what. Black women having go to the mall hair undone.
That's horrible.
This was a big mall in Tacoma Mall, still there.
Mm-hmm.
So they would have that DEFCON 4 hat. And the look of shame when they sat in that.
They got on sunglasses, trying to disguise themselves, trench
like
coat.
Celebrity. Right. Trench coat.
Yeah.
Umbrella. You know.
Don't look at me.
But it's real. Mm-hmm. The moment you're in the chair, mm-hmm. and that stylist is like, all right, I'm about to start, and they got to take it off.
Yeah.
They be looking like they're at the STD clinic. Like, and they be like, and stylists, to their credit, they don't ever make you be like, ooh, girl.
And no, because they want you to come back. They woo girl you. That's the last time you ever sitting in their seat. You ain't getting no tip. You ain't never going to see from me ever again. You hear me?
Yeah. Oh, man.
No, it's definitely a vulnerable place. Listen, I know with doing television and film, there are actresses that won't go into the hair and makeup trailer to get their hair done. The hairstylist has to come to their trailer. Yes!
They were on the phone, but on our TV.
Because
the funny thing, I knew they would talk, but it had nothing to do with their musical history.
Kevin, I you don't understand. To be doing, here's the thing, as Patty, like, never getting to the topic, just sitting here in a pantsuit. Oh, my God. So you got this candle from that girl, Jackie?
That's Jackie Anna business.
Oh, yeah,
Forever
Moves.
She started that about, I want to say it was 2020 she started it.
Oh, what a, that is beautiful.
Hand me that, Joshua. Let me show the children what Jackie was working on. She started off in makeup.
She was a
beauty influencer.
God.
Oh, yeah. Beauty influencer. She got engaged to Dennis.
Yes.
And they said, oh, look at this. Mm. Ain't this pretty what she did?
Oh, she did such a
Thank
good
you,
job.
Thank you, son, for fixing my microphone. Yeah, she got the whole Forever Mood candles.
Oh,
she got four different ones.
Four.
I went ahead and got five. I just, you know, I support black on. I always
that's
support black on business.
That's because you're a good person.
That's right. You know, I just love me some Jackie Anna. Jackie.
And Jackie.
She got left on red, caked up, cuffing season, matcha business. I said, girl, I know you were starting business. Congratulations
to her.
It's like Post Malone had a song called Congratulations. That was a white boy. He does good hip hop.
He does.
And black boys, they all right
you
with
Post.
You know
I had a hip hop song with Big Daddy Kane once.
What you talking?
What she got? She was like, first of all, she said her favorite verses was Snoop Dogg and DMX. She said, now I wasn't high because you know I don't smoke that stuff. But I was high off of them. Because the energy was so high. The energy. And the fact that she didn't care that she didn't know her lyrics. Put my lyrics up here.
Where are my background singer? Put the cue cards up. Patty, this is your song. I ain't sang this in 78.
Yeah, she said, we wrote these a long time ago, y'all. We don't know these lyrics. I want to live in that much realness. Gladys kept saying, you know, your voice drops when you get older. So I can't hit them notes. I can't hit them. She said, I'm going to change the key of all my songs. I'm going to drop the key. And Patty said, really? She said, yes.
Oh my. Gladys' voice is in great condition.
Great.
Tough. I was like... She, so many songs, she either was sounding just like herself, or when she dropped down and got her eagle on, she was harmonizing with herself on the lower register.
Absolutely.
Because she dropped down, but she ain't drop out of key.
No. She was like, I'll just harmonize. Unfortunately for Patty, because she sang so high for so long, it's like, yeah, them notes, you just going to be squealing like a cat that's being hurt. And Marcus said, enough is enough.
Ain't Dawson, cuz I'm finna pull up on Will Smith's honor. Will.
Yeah.
On your honor for the time I met you in January for the shirt I have.
Bless your heart.
I'm finna pull up on Shane Dawson. Angel, can you imagine a BuzzFeed headline that says Angel has to apologize for the N-word, doing blackface, joking about pedophilia, all in one headline.
All in one. He really had a full house. Like, if he was playing spades, let me tell you, he's doing all the things.
He had all the books of offense.
Yes, of offense.
I mean, I watched the interview. I'm like, bro, how did you live? How did you get to go this far?
So many people supported him through all the mess that he has done. And now you're like, there's so many things that I've done. I feel so terrible.
His voice was just like that too. I was like, bruh, and I was just so wrong. And my family, it sounds like when a kid, like when a child does something wrong,
right.
And you're like, but I didn't know that was bad. When I was little, they was mean. And that's why does people being mean to you as a child make you use backface and call me a nigga?
You know, it shouldn't be that way. But apparently, you know, things that happen into your childhood, in your childhood, can make you an a-hole. And that is what he became. Yes.
Chadwick Boseman.
Come on.
We love you.
Oh, mm-hmm.
I can only talk about this now because I have cried.
Oh, did it take you
want an Angel? The worst thing happened. We're at the comedy show.
Mm-hmm.
My son, who is the doggone bearer of the worst news, Isaiah texts me about Kobe.
Yeah.
Mid-shoot.
Yeah.
He texts me about Chadwick Boseman, and I was equally as like, what are you talking about?
Right.
So I look, and I'm like.
Yeah.
But I had to like compress my thoughts
because
it was in the middle
of the show
and I still have to do it.
This was as CP went up. I will not forget.
Yes. I'm literally like,
mm-hmm.
What? Just like Kobe. Like, so unexpected.
So shocked.
So I compressed myself. We talked about it a little when I got home, Melissa and I, but we were like all on the verge of like tears. The next day, I ingested every video, picture, story.
You did that to yourself.
I tortured myself with how much I love Chadwick Boseman. Yeah. I didn't even realize how much I love Chadwick Boseman until that moment.
Yeah.
Like, he just... Melissa shared a story when she met him in a grocery store a year or so ago, and she was just like... Chadwick Boseman. She just literally, she was so embarrassed because she was so excited. And he smiled just at a rouse out here. And I'm like, what Chadwick doing out of here? We are regular folk out here. We blue-blooded industry folk.
Right.
We had not made it. And this day, at that rouse, that's regular folks' rouse.
Yeah.
And the fact that he was so kind. And I had seen a lot of his interviews before and I watched them, but they meant so much different then. And I cried warm tears. I was out in the backyard. I almost just got in the pool just so I couldn't tell the difference of the water.
The water and the tears. I mean, you didn't want to know which one.
Just like inside, yeah. outside of my ducks.
Yeah.
The thing that I most want to say, and then I'd love to hear your thoughts.
Okay.
The fact, two things. One, how people talked about him when he went live a while back.
Yeah.
Right? And I'm not going to repeat any of the insults. But people just be, everybody's funny, right?
Right.
Sometimes you just need to shut up. You don't yeah. know. And two, the fact that he shot the Black Panther diagnosed with colon cancer.
Diagnosed, being treated already.
I can't even fathom.
Yeah.
So as an artist, I was like, I get it. Like, if that's what you love to do, if you're not doing that, you probably feel like you're not living anyway. Mm-hmm. And for him to give us that such memorable performances under that type of duress was like insane.
Yeah.
And I just want to be able to leave that. I the thing that was so moving is all the great stories that people have about him.
Mm-hmm.
That were like, same thing when Kobe passed. A lot of people had these stories that weren't public, you right. know. And then I was also proud of him because his family and his team was tight.
Cut lit.
Man. That is, I was so happy that his estate got to announce it and not TMZ.
Listen.
Not the Shade Room. Like, I'm glad 4 years of something like that.
Kevin, when I tell you these people were tight-lipped, I was too at the show mm-hmm. when, and I found out while Precious was performing.
Mm-hmm.
And I literally got up. They didn't see me for the rest of the show. I got up and I had to call my girlfriend, Quinn, who yeah. has done stuff on Kevin on Stage yep, Studios, yep. because that was like a brother to her. He's the godfather of her daughter. So I knew that like this was a difficult time for her.
Yeah.
But this is how tight-lipped they were. I never knew he was sick. And me and Quinn are like this.
Mm-hmm.
We are like this. But that's how much they protected that man's privacy and his wishes, which is what you want surrounding you, is Absolutely. What you want to have.
Obviously, I'm not happy about coronavirus, but I am happy about the amount of time I've been able to spend with my family.
Yeah.
Like, that was, there was no way I would have slowed down that pace on my own.
Right.
Like, it took literally a global pandemic that cost me some things that I wanted, the house and tour and conferences. But the amount of, like, I've been able to bother my kids every day.
That's good.
I mean, they'd be like, are you sure you have no show?
Right.
Like, bro, not a thing. Even for me, this is the most consistent I've been home around my family probably since like 2014.
Wow.
Really?
Yeah, because I mean, all deaf, I moved out and like that consumed 60 hours a week in work.
Mm.
And then right after that, we started touring and traveling.
Mm-hmm.
So like, it's brought its own challenges, like emotionally just being around everybody all the time and its own frustrations. But that was definitely like a hidden blessing in that sense of like kind of like that reset of being able to focus and like rebuild some of those like bonds that weren't as strong as they could be and whatnot. But yeah, that's been whole interesting conception of 2020 that I could have never have like thought about.
Right. Right. I like the fact that Amar likes my husband, none of my kids as babies. I have all boys. And so they've all been mama's boys, but that's because they're around me the most. This baby truly loves my husband. He's never experienced this.
Really?
The baby that's like, I want you, hold me. I'm going to put my head on you. I know is just like, is this what you be feeling like? No wonder.
Is this love?
This is why you wanted to keep having kids, because you getting this. I never knew. So, so yeah, that's something that definitely would not have happened if Rona didn't make my husband have to work from home every other day. So, again, it's not what I don't think anybody wanted this. I surely didn't. I had high hopes for a lot of things to happen. But I also know that this slowing down has not been the worst thing ever.
No.
Yeah.
It's not been...
But I feel like that's what they enjoy a little bit. Like, of course, they love us talking about certain topics. But, like, I mean, we're not journalists.
We aren't.
Okay? They're like, they're not coming to us because they want to hear the hard facts. They want to hear how stupid we about to get on these topics.
I'm telling y'all right now, this is a promo for our Patreon, but also just the truth. On the bonus episodes, we be going
wildin'.
Dumb. That last week, I was watching it back. I was like, we're out of control.
Yeah, we are. You were on a desk.
That whole Trey Songz thing, I was like, yo,
y'all. I forgot about that.
Because what happens is The Patreon fam be posting the stories.
Yeah.
Like, y'all are missing out. And I don't repost them all the time because sometimes I'm marketing other stuff. But I be watching them back. I be like, we be on one.
Yes, we do.
We be. Because, you know, it ain't going out to the world. Mm-hmm. So I feel a little bit more like, this is what I actually feel.
Yeah.
And they be like, y'all are.
It's a hole with three fools sitting in this room acting a donkey.
Should we cut it here and just talk to the Patreon?
Yes, this is definitely family meeting talk.
We'll dream talk with the Patreon.
Wait a minute, I just want to say. This is the last episode.
Say bye to them for the rest of the year then.
Yeah. So, okay. You guys, I thank you all for accepting me into this seat. That, you know, a lot of y'all didn't know me, but y'all took me in. Y'all talk about me in good ways and bad ways. And I love all the ways. So have a wonderful rest of 2020, and I can't wait to see y'all in 2021.
Also, Angel, I want to thank you. You pulled me out of a dark place in my comedic career. I was having the worst couple months of my comedic life. There was some crap going on, some that people saw, some that the people didn't see. And Josh was up in there. I never forget the day. I was doing some act outs. I looked up at that clock, and I had 40 more minutes to go. And Josh was like, I just do the sound and video. And after that, Melissa was like, Kev, you need help. And I was like, I don't want Tony or Tahir or Pat or any other male comedian. Everybody already got their thing. That's just another thing. I said, what have I got, Angel? And I say, God as my witness, that must have been the Holy Ghost. Because I tell you, that first episode, I was like, oh, Jesus. That first episode you did, it was like taking my bra off. I said,
I did that one hand reach out a little.
And it was only a couple of weeks where I had to do the man in the bonus. But I said, when Angel came in, I said, Jesus, I don't have to do it all. We clicked immediately because we was already friends. We was always working together. I'm glad we had did that too. But boy, when you sat in that desk and then the Patreon was like, yes. Yeah.
Thank you, Patreon.
Patreon liked you, and then it was smooth sailing. So I appreciate your talent. I appreciate your professionalism. Angel ain't never not up on the stuff in the docket. She throws stuff in. She watches the videos. She watches the whole thing. Even if I put 7 minutes in, she'll go back and watch the whole thing just so she get context. So I'm grateful for you and for you, Joshy. Joshy was with me when I was in my dark time. And Joshy be keeping it real. We was in the car. Okay, we're going to go into Dream Talk, and I'll tell you what I was going to tell you about Josh. Love y'all. Be safe over the holiday season. Be safe in life. Let me know if you get the vaccine, how that work out. If you get powers on December 21st, Black people, let me know if y'all got powers.
and get the app.
We'll see y'all in the new year.
Get the app, road to 10K.
10K! Here's something. Here's another thing of fire. Here's another one. Here's another thing of fire. Here's another one. Here's another thing of fire. Here's another thing of fire. With my boy Kev on stage and that chick Angel.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
This podcast is sponsored by IQBar. Your favorite clean, functional, delicious nutrition brand is raising the bar with a little help from Thomas Keller, Michelin star chef of the French Laundry. IQBar and Thomas Keller have teamed up to create a salted caramel chip protein bar and yuzu mango hydration mix. With toasted macadamia nuts, rich caramel flavor, and brain-boosting nutrients, this bar is like having a Michelin star meal in your pocket. Pair it with the taste bud tingling Yuzu Mango IQ Mix Hydration Mix, packed with magnesium and adaptogens to improve clarity and mood. With Keller's culinary excellence and IQ Bar's commitment to great taste and clean ingredients, this limited edition collaboration is simply mwah.
And the best part is that 10% of sales go directly to Chef Keller's nonprofit, Mentor, that supports aspiring young chefs. Great taste, great nutrition, great mission. Go to iqbar.com today and enter promo code KELLER20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products plus free shipping. That's iqbar.com, promo code KELLER20.